Chad, it's always a pleasure. And how's everybody doing today?
We're doing okay. It's been one of those kind of days where, I don't know, they tested me. Bill, you're from an area like Pittsburgh where traffic's a little bit different than here in the city. But Davis Highway, everybody wants to play Mario Andretti 500 getting off work. And I was tested about four times today. So I feel like my patience level, whatever happens from this point on, is only going to be positive.
Hey, Chad, believe me, I think anybody that drives Davis Highway or Nine Mile Road as I do, I see it every day. It is part of the adventure ride that is with people coming past you like it's Indianapolis, only to slam on the brakes at the next stoplight.
Let's just say a lot of people want to be Billy Hamilton and go from first to home plate real fast to get home. Let's put it that way. And not everybody has the speed, and they might have the speed of Prince Fielder. Bill, looking right now at the early start to the Wahoo season, talk a little bit about this team, because one thing that a lot of people that maybe don't follow the game of baseball might get confused about is when you bring in a new organization, like we've done with the Reds to the Minnesota Twins, and now with a great staff right there in the Miami Marlins with a lot of young prospects, it's a completely new regime. You clean house from the coaches to the players. It's not just like a guy's taking over a team with a new mascot. When it comes down to it, how has this team been in the early start compared to covering the Minnesota squads and some of the ones we had with Cincinnati?
Well, you know, Chad, we were really blessed in 2019 as the one season as a Twins affiliate, because we had three number one draft picks. The Twins' number one pick in a three-year succession were all here in the second half of the year. That was special talent with Royce Lewis at shortstop, Alex Kirilloff, and Trevor Larnach in the outfield. And, of course, Kirilloff is now in the big leagues. Royce Lewis will be in the big leagues. Larnach will be in the big leagues. We were seeing greatness off that team. Literally, there was a 20 players that went and at least made a major league debut, a phenomenal number of guys off that team. This team doesn't have that same kind of talent. However, the team we've got this year has the third pick in the draft of last year, Max Meyer, who pitched Tuesday night and pitched well in his first professional debut in Mississippi. Got hit a little hard in his second start, but he's a guy that's going to be in the big leagues. No question. It's a matter of when. Right-hander with a wicked slider and a very solid high 90s fastball. So this guy's going to be in the big leagues. He pitched at the University of Minnesota in the Big Ten, which is quite a different level than what he's seeing here. But he's going to be in the big leagues. J.J. Blade, at the outfielder, who I think fans are familiar with a little bit because he was at Vanderbilt, and he played at Panama City Mosley High his last 2 years of high school. He's another guy who's going to be in the big leagues. But like Alex Kirilloff, he struggled a little bit in his early going here, because this is a big jump. And I think what you're seeing all throughout minor league baseball is these guys didn't play last year. And so this routine of playing a game every day at night in front of crowds, in a stadium, is a lot different than playing an inter-squad game or a game on a side field at a spring training complex. This is a different level and all of the things that go with a game in front of fans. So it's an adjustment. And I think we're going to see this throughout the year. But the Marlins have a very good farm system, so we're going to see some talent come through here.
Bill, from the early part, after having a year off, which has never happened really in sports, we've never gone through, unless you're a World War I vet in 1919, through a pandemic in the United States of this magnitude. But when it comes down to having that year off and then coming back, from a ballpark standpoint, from a crowd standpoint, from the people you talk about, are a lot of the fans just saying, hey, we're back to the park, taking it for granted? Are they are they really soaking in the opportunity? Because I've been down there and just walking around and seeing people smile, getting to see their friends in the area, getting to be with loved ones. There is not a full-time mask policy. You can wear one if you feel comfortable, and most people are you know, at least respectful of people's area. But just talk a little bit about the environment at Blue Wahoo Stadium for the people that maybe haven't been at a game in the first couple series.
Well, you know, Chad, last week when we got to Thursday night and we had crowds here Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday last week, it really felt like old times, because by then the mask mandate for fans had been lifted. We are blessed to be in a state where there is not a mask mandate for venues, for crowds. So everybody had their mask off by then, and that's when I really started to see things coming back to normal. And we're expecting big crowds again tonight, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday again. These are traditionally going to be our four biggest nights of a six-game homestand, Thursday through Sunday. And I am seeing what you're saying is it's just a return to old times that we haven't. It seems like 2019 was like 1919. This has been a long uphill fight, as everybody knows, and we've had to go through a lot. So I've seen the enthusiasm and the just the joy and the camaraderie that people have come back. And you know, I hope we can build on that. We've also been very, very blessed, Chad, with weather. We haven't had, knock on wood, any disruption, and that's been a big factor. So we're grateful, and you know, we're trying some new things at the ballpark to sort of bring back excitement. This week, of course, we've got Jay Bell, the Rocket City Trash Pandas manager, a Tate High grad. Tonight, Tate High's baseball team is coming out here. They have a group outing on one of our party decks, and so Jay is aware of it. I just wrote a story that, you know, Jay is wearing number 20. That was Don Sutton's number. He asked Don Sutton if he could wear that number 2 years ago. And, you know, Jay's having the time of his life here. So it's cool. We've got a lot of cool things, and it's just a reminder of the enormous talent that has been in Pensacola in baseball. You know, when you're talking about Jay Bell and Don Sutton, and you throw in Travis Ryman, and then all of these other guys that have gone on to play professional baseball from our community. So it's wonderful to have Jay here.
Speaking with Hall of Fame sports writer Bill Villona, now the senior writer for the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, and kind enough to make time on a game day here, getting set as first pitch will be right here on the network at 6:35 with Chris Garagiola. Looking right now at, Bill, the things happening around this city, because I know right now your time is spent down at the ballpark and doing amazing things, and the Blue Wahoos are not just a baseball team. It really is an organization at its finest, that word we're talking about, the Airbnbs and the camps. I know the Florida State Seminoles are going to be coming there in about a week when Mike Norvell shows up with some of the guys. And it just always something happening at the stadium in Community Maritime Park. And, you know, that's one of the things about this city. We've got PenceCon going on this week, but the Ice Flyers just won their fourth SPHL title. And, Bill, I know you've written many articles, traveled with the team. Just talk about how big of an impact the Ice Flyers as a team have made, and people need to not take owners like Greg Harris and Quint Studer and Rishi, folks like that, for granted, because we have some of the best, and that's why we bring back titles.
You know, Chad, well said. You know, Greg is a special person, and he came here from Canada, knew very little about Pensacola, fell in love with the community, bought a home here, and has stayed here year-round. And really, that is what has elevated the Pensacola Ice Flyers as a franchise. It's led to four championships in an eight-year span. Rod Aldoff, the head coach this year, has won three of them. This year was special in its own way because the Ice Flyers, of course, were one of only five teams in the SPHL playing because of the coronavirus pandemic. the season was shortened, and there was a point in April where it was iffy if the Ice Flyers were going to make the top four out of the five teams. And, you know, they had gone two months, which was 10 games, home games without a home win. And then all of a sudden, you know, the last 2 weeks of the season, there was a different team. They got their some of their top players back healthy and in form. And then, you know, they swept the playoffs, winning two games against Knoxville, and followed that by winning two games against Macon, a team that had won 8 of 10 against the Ice Flyers in the regular season. So it really came out of nowhere in some ways. And here they are hoisting the cup again and celebrating. It's just tremendous. And what they have meant is just like the Ice, is just like the Blue Wahoos. It's been immeasurable what they've meant. You know, the people that they've drawn to the Bay Center at a time when the Bay Center couldn't have any events. You add the new video boards that are in the Bay Center. The game experience is so much better now. And, you know, we had a night last week, a Tuesday night. The Ice Flyers were hosting a playoff game. The Wahoos had their home opener. It was a Friday night. And you had 8,000, 9,000 people at two venues watching professional sports in Pensacola. That says a lot for our community.
Well, Bill, it's going to be another beautiful night at the ballpark. Look forward to it. We encourage people as well to get out there and vote for Blue Wahoo Stadium once again in Ballpark Digest, right up there in the Sweet 16 with Tulsa. And it really is, as I've had an opportunity, not as many years as you, sorry to age it, just a fact, but having an opportunity to work with teams like the Las Vegas 51ers and travel to a lot of cities I like to call the three B's of life. Bingo, beer drinking, and bull riding. You know those places, Bill. But when it comes down,
oh, yeah.
Those cities where, like, the movie theater is also, like, the school, the Dollar General, and it's also, like, with the fishing supply store. Yeah, those are fun. But it's one where we truly are blessed, and people tonight getting to get off and sit there and watch that nice bay in the background with the sunset coming down and on the weekends with fireworks. Just incredible. So when we vote, we're not just voting, as you sometimes do, for like your kid's artwork, even though you know that doesn't look like a dragon on the piece of paper. Like they really do have one of the best ballparks in not only in the States, but in the world when it comes to baseball.
Yeah, I'd encourage everybody to vote on that Ballpark Digest. We've got one more day left tomorrow, and then the polling closes. So we certainly want to advance. We've won numerous awards for our ballpark. So we're just, you know, bottom line, Chad, we're thrilled to be putting baseball on again.
We are. And I'm, as a fan personally, I'm a little surprised what the Red Sox are doing. So as a baseball fan right now, I'm happy and a little bit confused. But well, Bill, it is always great to catch up. Hope to see you at the ballpark tonight. And good luck to the Wahoos and your whole staff. You guys do an incredible job.
Thank you so much for having me, Chad, and have a good rest of the day.
Appreciate it.